Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Southern California wildfires are continuing to burn. Firefighters working to contain a wildfire in Ventura County that's destroyed 132 structures in 2 days. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
The thing with this fire was the Santa Ana winds. They basically produced wind gusts of 80 miles an hour. That's hurricane force winds. And at that point, firefighters are completely at the mercy of a fire like that. There is not much that they can do except try to save people's lives, right? They're not trying to save homes. The fire's moving from house to house, casting embers 2.5 miles ahead of where the fire is.
10,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Attackers assaulting Israeli fans overnight after a soccer match in Amsterdam. 5 people were hospitalized, more than 60 arrested. Racist text messages invoking slavery, raising alarms across the country. They were sent to scores of people, including students, prompting inquiries by the FBI. This is ABC News. Police in North California detaining 2 people after a string of shootings targeting vehicles on or near Interstate 40. 12 shootings reported since Monday, but no word on a motive. ABC News has learned that hackers working for China broke into a phone used by President-elect Trump, criminal defense attorney Todd Blanche.
The hack's part of a sweeping Chinese cyber espionage campaign to collect the private communications of prominent American officials. ABC News previously reported the Chinese attempted to hack phones used by Trump himself, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, and people affiliated with the Harris campaign by infiltrating U.S. telecommunications firms like Verizon, Lumen, and AT&T.
That's ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Couture. More people are hiring personal chefs. One of the reasons is because takeout food has gotten so expensive. NPR reporting cooks that come over and prepare your meals for the week, now big business. One analyst says it's a $15 billion industry. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. November 10th, there's an all-you-can-eat breakfast at the Kennan Fire Hall. This will be taking place between 7:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. and will also feature a free will offering. This is sponsored by American Legion Post 362. Once again, this is happening November 10th from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Kennan Fire Hall. Molson Coors has announced the closure of 2 breweries. Stuart Waddles has more.
Molson Coors is hopping out of Chippewa Falls. The company announced yesterday the closure of 2 Leinenkugel Brewery operations, including the historic Chippewa Falls facility and the 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee. They'll be consolidating that work at their State Street Brewery in Milwaukee. The company is assuring that the change, set to take effect in January, will not impact the beer supply. The company does say they'll continue to operate the Liney's Lodge and the tourist elements of the Chippewa Falls operation.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Buck Stock Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top-quality service, they treat their customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for only $49.95. Plus, they're proud to support breast cancer awareness. Donate $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinoccaCars.com. Enjoy convenient complimentary shuttle service and don't miss their great selection of vehicles, including new EVs in stock.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Trail cameras are getting to be just like goose decoys. You cannot have enough. How many is too many? How many do you actually need? I'll tell you, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
It pays to have a lot of trail cameras on property that you hunt regularly. And why is that? Because you can really pattern deer movement. Some family members and I have 180 acres down in northeast Iowa, and we use a lot of cameras on that property. And the reason we do is because we want to know if we see an animal, which way it's going, what trails it's using. We want to see it more than once. We want to see it three or four or even five times on trail cameras to know which direction and which trails it's using. We cut a lot of the trails into our woods, and the deer seem to pick up on these and use them. It helps if you add a few mock scrapes, and then the deer will actually go from point A to point B. You pick it up on the camera, and then when it goes from point B to point C, boom, you got it again. Point C to point D. Now I know exactly how that deer is moving, and they do develop habits. These habits might change a little bit around the rut and then again right afterwards, but you get a pretty good idea of where that animal is going to be at a certain time of day, and you can be there. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. By Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31. 98 Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantel where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down.
remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Weatherman said it's gonna snow. By now I should to the cold. Mid-February shouldn't be so scary. It was only December. I still remember the presents, the tree.
Lambert here on 98Q Country. That one was Over You. We're bringing you country music, hanging out. Greg Gunderson and Austin Brume in covering for Joel today. Staring down the barrel of some birthdays. Get your local birthdays in. Call us 762-3221. We'll go over yours and some celebrity birthdays at about 825, 830-ish. Right now, here's Kenny Chesney with Beer in Mexico.
Staring out into the wild blue yonder. So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life. And this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still. Too young to be over the hill shoot. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. cold. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. Do my best to waste another day. Stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Which road I'll travel in, still a mystery to me. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. That's the one.
Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the
day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down. Beg you one more time. Yeah, could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
John Michael Montgomery here on 98Q Country. Be my baby tonight, following up Gonna Love You from Parmalee and a bunch of other great country music songs right in a row, hits and classics back to back. We're going to take a peek at some birthdays, both local and celebrity. That means if you haven't gotten it to us today, we won't be able to enter you to win cake from the Super One Bakery Department. I do have a birthday for this Sunday. Happy birthday locally to Larry Hinton. That's on...
Is it Hinton's or Hinton's? It was hard to hear over the machine.
I think it may have been Hinton. My apologies. We'll see if we can get a little clarification on that. But either way, happy birthday, Larry. I do have a phone number here, so we'll be sure to enter you to win the cake. And if we got the name wrong, our sincere apologies. That kind of matters to me a lot, but mistakes
do
happen.
We do apologize.
And phones are phones.
Getting your name wrong does not disqualify you from getting the cake.
Not by any means. I'm also taking a look at some news clippings here, kind of diving into the world of news beyond the wildfire and all of the... I've got a couple pieces of weird news to share with you a little bit later after some birthdays. One thing I do want to shout out before the birthdays, because it's actually after the beginning of the school day, but I wanted to send word out to parents who may be listening that today is the due date for the Santa's Elves Foundation applications. They help with assistance with children's Christmas gifts roughly in the Price County area. I spoke to Beata a few weeks ago at the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival, and she and I laughed as she was informing me that it's Price County. That means they're not going to disqualify you if you're not technically in Price County. So head to santaselvesfoundation.org and click apply now. That's the best way to do that quickly. Today is the due date for those applications, and that'll be the quickest way to get that application in. With that said, let's take a peek at some celebrity birthdays. We're gonna do it the way Joel normally does it. I'm going to see how many of these people you recognize.
If today is your birthday, you share it with Lauren Elena. She's 30 years old today, country singer from Georgia, runner-up on season 10 of American Idol, and she was also in Dancing with the Stars. She shows up. Her name shows up on the list of country tunes now and again, so that one is at least semi-familiar to me. Dylan Carmichael, another country artist, 31 years old. Jack Osborne, Ozzy and Sharon's son, is 39 today. Who else do we have here? Bucky Covington, another American Idol. He was an eighth place finisher, actually. Is now a successful country singer, doing just fine, especially for someone who didn't win the show. Tara Reid is 49. Sharknado, American Pie, Josie and the Pussycats, The Boss's Daughter. She was pretty prolific in the late 90s. Let's see here. Matthew Reese, Reese Evans, it looks like was his given surname. 50 years old today. Welsh-born actor, The Americans, Brothers and Sisters. I think he was in that. I know he was in a royal drama. I think he was in The Tudors specifically, but I'm very unsure about that. I know him from August Rush. That was kind of the movie he was in that hit my generation just right. Who else do we have here? Parker Posey, the actress, is 56. Courtney Thorne Smith is 57. Gordon Ramsay, he'll shout at you in an English accent, and he's turning 58 today. Is that the first one that pops up that's like, I know that one.
I was reading through it. That is the only one so far that I recognize is Ramsay himself.
He's pretty prolific on YouTube. He's actually made what I consider to be a brilliant move of uploading most of his episodes of, what was it? Was Hell's Kitchen his? No.
Yeah.
Well, yes, Hell's Kitchen is his, but I think that one's still going.
Iron Chef, was it? He was on Iron Chef. It wasn't his.
Was it? What did he call it? It was Ramsay's, like, was it Hotel Hell? He had like a hotel review show and then like a restaurant review show where he basically went in, screamed at people for having dirty restaurants.
Brianna's giving me a look here. Does she know something?
Kitchen Nightmares.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'm talking about how available this is, and I'm forgetting the name. Thank you so much to Brianna. Kitchen Nightmares. He's uploaded a lot of those total episodes for free to YouTube. So I know I've spent a lot more time than I probably should watching Gordon Ramsay
Yeah, like you said, that was just an incredible move on his part because it's exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's free advertising. Once people aren't willing to pay for it anymore, give it to him for free and you'll be able to, he's really squeezing blood out of a stone there in terms of his old shows. Leif Garrett, the troubled former child star, is 63 today. Who else do we have here? Mary Hart is 74. Morley Safer passed back in 2016 at the age of 84. He had a 46-year run on 60 Minutes and then passed at the age of 84 just days after he hung it up. Let's see here. Patti Cage, best-selling female singer of the 50s, sold more than 100 million records, including, most famously, Doggy in the Window. How much is that Doggy in the Window? She passed back in 2013 at the age of 85. Joe Flynn played Captain Binghamton on TV's McHale's Navy. He was born this day, 1924, passed back in 1974.
Well, happy birthday to him. I remember McHale's Navy. That was a good show.
I was thinking, I don't recognize the name Joel Flynn, and then I saw McHale's Navy.
I was reading it, I was like, Joe Flynn, that sounds really familiar. Oh, wait a minute. That's because I love that show.
I think McHale's Navy is one of those shows that hit a lot of people with a 20-year gap. A lot of reruns hit a couple generations. So I think McHale's Navy is one of those shows that a lot of families, grandparents and grandkids, for example, have enjoyed together.
My grandpa has the box set.
There you go. Last on the list here, Esther Rawl, the Maude and Good Times actress, passed of complications from diabetes back in 1998.
Maude and Good Times, I remember those two as well.
Two top-notch shows, and Esther a top-notch actress.
There's probably a lot of people that are going like, how do you know those shows? You're not that old.
Hey, I am not that old, but I'll tell you what, I've watched a lot of Carol Burnett infomercials, and it's amazing where life takes you once you take an interest in those.
Good content is ageless.
The Toby the Station Dog is blocking access to the birthday box.
Come here, Toby.
Oh, nice move.
Nice move.
All right. I'm reaching for the birthday box. I'm lacking the sound effects that Joel usually provides for background music on the birthdays. I'm not going to sing for you because I'm here for like 13 hours today. So we're going to preserve the voice. I'm shaking this box up of local birthdays supervised by the law firm of Austin, 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 and Toby. And Austin himself is going to be reaching into the box momentarily to select the winner of a cake from the Super One Bakery Department.
Occupied.
He was keeping the dog occupied. I appreciate that. All right, we've got a winner. And who is it? Who takes home the cake?
Joel Klepak.
All right. When was the birthday there?
That was the 4th.
All right. So earlier this week, happy birthday, happy belated birthday to Joe Klepak from family and friends earlier this week. We'll give a call to make sure Joe knows that he won a cake. Make sure you give everybody you know with birthdays and anniversaries a chance to do this. We give away a cake each week, and if you alert us to a birthday or anniversary, we'll shout that person out on the air and enter them to win that weekly drawing here on 98Q Country. I've got to step away for a break for the news and a word from local sponsors, and then we'll have a couple of great country tunes like we have all day here on 98Q Country after a check of the weather. Don't go anywhere. The next 10 minutes are going to be info-packed here on WCQM. We'll check in with you again before the 9 o'clock mark. Shopping show after 9:15.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Southern California wildfires are continuing to burn. Firefighters working to contain a wildfire in Ventura County that's destroyed 132 structures in 2 days. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
The thing with this fire was the Santa Ana winds. They basically produced wind gusts of 80 miles an hour. That's hurricane force winds. And at that point, firefighters are completely at the mercy of a fire like that. There is not much that they can do except try to save people's lives, right? They're not trying to save homes. The fire's moving from house to house, casting embers 2.5 miles ahead of where the fire is.
10,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Attackers assaulting Israeli fans overnight after a soccer match in Amsterdam. 5 people were hospitalized, more than 60 arrested. Racist text messages invoking slavery, raising alarms across the country. They were sent to scores of people, including students, prompting inquiries by the FBI. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, November 9th, the St. Anthony's Council of Catholic Women invite you over to their holiday fair. This will be taking place between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. at the St. Anthony's Padua Center here in Park Falls, and will feature a general store and bakery, crafts, themed gift baskets, homespun Christmas items, and more. There will also be a raffle. Tickets are $5 each or 3 for 10, and the drawing will be at 1:30 p.m. Need not be present to win. For lunch, there's going to be hot turkey and gravy on a bun with cranberries, coleslaw, pumpkin crumble dessert, and a beverage. All for $10. Carryout is available. They will be featuring a handmade quilt event as well, with a beautiful handmade full-size quilt designed and donated by Pauline Fenzel and Jane Korob. Chances are available for $5 each or 3 for 10. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 9th between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. at the St. Anthony's Padua Center here in Park Falls. Just last week, the entire state was in a drought. Now, meteorologist Brittany Berlow says things are changing with the recent rain.
Improvements have been made, mainly stretching from Richland Center and La Crosse northeastward through central Wisconsin into the Fox Valley and up north towards Rhinelander. 47% of the state was soaked out of drought conditions over the past week, and now those areas sit abnormally dry. Areas of concern are still focused far north, where 14% of the state is in a severe drought condition. And that's also starting to creep in from the south towards Beloit and Janesville. And 41% of Wisconsin still remains in a moderate drought. So we need the rain rolling in this weekend, even though it's expected to be light. Every drop counts. A heavier hitting system takes aim midweek next week, which should help. Plus, Election Tuesday's rainfall wasn't taken into account for this update.
For more news, visit 98QCountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Buckstock Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mike Clemens, twice an hour sports updates here on 98Q Country. I'm just taking a look at the news beyond that, which we've heard from our very own Austin Brume and ABC News today. A couple of interesting pieces of news. It looked like an armed teen down in Kenosha, a 13-year-old, was seen trying to enter his elementary school with a rifle, caught by staff. Staff approached him. He took off running, but eventually surrendered hours later. Investigators say they obtained a video showing the teen holding a rifle in his home and have evidence that he searched the internet for info on school shootings. The boy remains in police custody, and his mother is said to be cooperating. Also, you may have caught in a couple of the hourly news updates here, mention of text messages, racist text messages threatening of slavery. I've got a little bit more info on that. Apparently, texts were sent, a series of racist text messages sent to black residents of several areas stating that the recipient had been, quote, selected for cotton picking. Just a little casual un-Americanism to throw at people who don't deserve it, I guess. But yeah, that's a little more detail there. Here's one. Federal Judge Lewis Lyman gave former New York City mayor and Trump confidant Rudy Giuliani a tongue lashing. I saw that and I thought, gave him a tongue lashing. I think this is a good example of the verbiage that gets used in stories. Like, what are the consequences of a tongue lashing? What do you think the impact to his life was after receiving that tongue lashing? It certainly is framed as if it's got some weight, but right, exactly. It's like, okay, I think I meant to think that something happened here, but it sounds like he got yelled at and went home. Which, hey, I don't know. In slightly more potentially impactful news, the FDA has decided to pull a common cold remedy off the market after citing errors in the original studies that got it approved. It's called phenylephrine or phenylephrine, and it's actually the active ingredient in a lot of cough and cold versions. It's not like there are some cough and cold medicines that just do rely on this one, but especially medicines that have like a cough and cold version, like some painkillers, Advil and Tylenol, and some PM versions. Apparently, an advisory committee found it to be largely ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Neat. It's been on the market for that for decades now, apparently. What else do we have here? Hey, you gotta take a peek. Japan's Mount Fuji finally received its first snow of the year, more than a month later than usual. I remember seeing a picture last week of the snowless peak. It sure looked beautiful on such a clear day, but
to be fair, Mount Fuji always looks beautiful, though.
It's historically always received its first snowfall of a given year in in October or before. A couple other pieces here and there, but mostly things that have been touching on in our hourly news updates. I just wanted to bring a sneak peek into some of those things that haven't been mentioned quite as much. I've thought Austin's been piping up from the background. His microphone has been off. I owe Austin an apology.
Apology rejected.
I've just been yammering about random pieces news.
Your smoothie privileges have been revoked.
Anyway, here was a fun one. Weird news. A Florida man is in trouble with police and with horse lovers everywhere after he punched a police horse in the face and then I'm trying not to laugh because this horse doesn't, the animal cruelty is never funny. But here's the thing. This guy punched a police horse and then challenged the horse to punch him back. He squared up on a horse and tried to spar.
That was probably the world's most confused horse.
Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you're imagining a guy walking up to a police horse and popping him. And that is an accurate mental image. But here's what you got to fill in on the gaps there. It was a lineup of mounted officers. There were three horse-mounted officers there. So this guy walks up, pops one, says, "What you gonna do?" And proceeds to get tackled by three horse officers who just jumped off of their mounted animals.
Yeah. What did he think was gonna happen?
Oh, man, I picture Don Quixote walking up to a windmill. It's just like the only thing you can imagine alongside is some really slurred speech, I think. And what are you gonna do?
Honestly, I imagine like those officers kind of looking at each other. shoulder before just getting off and just going.
In fact, I picture someone stumbling up to a line of horses. Hey, why the long face? Whack.
What you gonna do about it? Bam, he's down.
Like I said, animal cruelty, absolutely not funny.
Not something to joke about, but this particular story.
But a human being expecting a horse to punch him back? Yeah.
They're not expecting repercussions from the riders.
That's a Friday morning Florida man kind of story. Couple pieces of random news here and there that were just, some were fun, some were pertinent. All a little bit, I don't know. It's a weird day for news, certainly.
It is.
Ah, well. Luckily,
but honestly,
we've got,
weird is not necessarily a bad thing.
No, certainly not. We'll bring it to you anyway. We want to keep you updated and informed. Check out any of these news pieces. Actually, most of them are available at 98qcountry.com. You'll see along the sides of the page a lot of articles written and collected info from our very own Austin Brume, from the Civic Media News and Weather
Teams.
You
can also check on civicmedia.us.
Yes, absolutely. That's the network-wide
that is all of Civic Media
website. So that's Civic Media covers almost the entire state of Wisconsin from Hayward.
What is it? We've got like 22 different stations?
Thereabouts. The number does shift here and there, but from Hayward down to Racine, trying to make the state a smaller place for the purposes of news, keeping it relevant, keeping it relatable, keeping it on 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I've actually got a check of the weather coming in a second, twice an hour, every hour here on 98Q, after a word from local sponsors. Then some more country music, shopping show after 9 o'clock on WCQM.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquest Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty
right.
Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. By Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98Q Country.
Ain't nothing going on in town tonight, except a loud party crowd drinking too much beer. So baby, tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses? roses and a bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. Yeah, I can take it from there. Gonna put an old record on Conway Twitty, yeah, girl, I'd love to lay you down. Kill the ringer on the telephone. Ain't gonna stop loving you till the candle burns out. Oh, there it is, that little smile of yours. Come on, baby, what you waiting for? Grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. Tomorrow's gonna be here way too soon. Let's not waste another minute. Girl, I got plans for me and you. Just grab a couple glasses and that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. I can take it from there. I can take it from there.
Downtown.
Move it!
Down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone. Yes, he's gone.
Montgomery Gentry here on 98Q Country. That one was Gone. Greg Anderson here covering for Joel today. I've got Austin Brume in tow with me. He's out grabbing some things right now, but he'll be back. We'll have the shopping show after 9. Here's Any More from Travis Tritt on 98Q Country.
The way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer weigh me. My resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. Small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.
That's Travis Tritt here on 98Q Country with Any More. How's it going today? That 30-degree temperature that I saw earlier this morning is up to 37 now that the sun's out, the fun is out, and the, like I predicted earlier, the roof on the shed here at the 98Q Country studio is slowly defrosting. Much like myself, I am not suited for cold weather, especially now that I have no insulation atop my head after shaving my head this past Wednesday. Check out that video on the 98Q Country Facebook page or on the Catkins Animal Rescue Facebook page. And I do want to shout out, if you have items that you won the bidding on and haven't picked up, or if you pledged to donate and have not completed that donation, please give us a call. Let us know. We'll make a plan to get that taken care of. We've got most of it in by far, but I'm betting on you. Like I said before, DJ Rick used to refuse to shave his head until the donations were collected. I did it a little bit early because I believe in everybody who was so generous. Two weeks ago now already, flew by, especially since I missed all of last week out sick. So Glad to be here covering for Joel today. We'll be hitting the shopping show in about 20 minutes. About quarter after nine, we'll dive in. Certainly me and Austin, we may have an appearance from Big G. Couple pieces of local news and relevant info. The American Legion Auxiliary Art and Craft Fair that was to be in the Phillips Municipal Building tomorrow, the 9th of November, has been canceled. No craft fair in the Municipal Building of Phillips. We've got some local activities that may be not replacements, certainly, but similar activities. If that's the kind of energy you were looking for today, we can still make sure you can scratch that particular itch, the craft fair requirement over the weekend. Another thing I wanted to shout out, I mentioned earlier this morning, we are in possession of a lost and found item from all the way back in July and the Brewer bus trip. It is a drink tumbler, one of those large, name-branded, brightly colored, expensive drinking cups. I'm trying to find its owner because anybody who would purchase this particular item, I think, would have been glad to have made the purchase and would probably want it back. If you are missing a tumbler, it's a name brand, it's a distinct color, and you may have lost it on the Brewers bus trip this past July, give us a call, 715-762-3221. We will ask you to identify the name brand and the color of the item because together those make a pretty distinct identifier. But it's a really nice cup. If you're missing a cup and you brought one on the Brewers bus trip, check your cabinets. If you think you've got all of your big 30-ounce tumblers and you actually, in fact, are missing one, give us a call. We may have it here. And like I said, it's expensive. It's one of those $40, one of those magic $40 cups. No judging. I own two. I believe I've got Austin back here. We'll be popping up after about 9:15 for the shopping show. Right now, I've got a quick word from local sponsors and one country tune to bring you before that 9 o'clock mark. Stay tuned. Shopping show at 9:15 here on 98Q Country.
Alexis Merritt with Northwoods Realty. This four-bed, two-bath home in the village of Butternut has great potential. The first floor features a spacious kitchen, laundry room, formal dining room, large living room, plus a bonus room. Upstairs leads you to four large bedrooms and a full bath. Property also features a full unfinished basement and space to build a small garage. This home is ready for your vision. Don't miss the chance to make it your own. Call me at 815-527-1546 to view this property now.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is an investigation underway into racist text messages being sent to people in more than a dozen states, some of them telling them people who are black to report for duty picking cotton on the plantation. The company TextNow, which allows people to create phone numbers for free, says it's looking into the accounts of those involved. In Amsterdam overnight, Israeli soccer fans say they were attacked by pro-Palestinian protesters. Dozens of people were arrested. It's not clear how the violence began. A few rules are being put in place for the next Trump White House now that long